This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, January 29th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A pastor in India who was known for long 5 to 6 hour prayer sessions was found beaten, tortured, and hung to death from the rafters of his 70-member church, parishioners said. The murder has deeply shocked the congregation. Morningstar News reported last Sunday that Pastor Gideon Pariaswamy of Maknaim Church converted from Hinduism 25 years ago. One friend said that, quote, they had several times tried to stop the ministry, end quote. President Donald Trump appears ready to make a deal with the Democrats on immigration. He'll offer nearly 2 million young illegal immigrants, known as Dreamers, a path to citizenship over 10 to 12 years in exchange for three things. First, $25 billion for a trust fund for constructing a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Second, the elimination of the popular green card lottery program. And third, severe restrictions on family immigration. The latter two policies would cut in half the more than 1 million foreign-born people moving to the U.S. annually. Neither Google Home nor Amazon's Alexa knows who Jesus Christ is, reports WZTV in Nashville. Smart speakers are a technology owned by about 40 million Americans. That's about 1 in 6 people in the nation. When Google Home is asked, who is Jesus? The answer is, quote, I'm not sure how to help you with that, end quote. Brentwood, Tennessee resident David Sam said, it's kind of scary. It's almost like Google has taken Jesus out of smart audio. First, it started with schools, end quote. But there's plenty of information on the false prophet Muhammad, Buddha, and even Satan. Perhaps Google Home should Google Isaiah 9:6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. On Thursday, a 3-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the school district's hostile manner toward the brief post-game prayers at the 50-yard line of a high school football coach named Joe Kennedy, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Bremerton High School in Washington State suspended, then fired Kennedy. Mike Berry of First Liberty said, quote, if this decision is allowed to stand, Jewish teachers can be fired for wearing a yarmulke in sight of students, Catholic teachers are at risk if they wear a crucifix, and Muslim teachers may face discrimination for wearing a hijab to work, end quote. Socialist Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders convened his top political advisors in Washington to discuss the possibility of running against President Trump in 2020, reports Politico.com. Things have become so politically correct that when a homosexual man condemns a Hollywood picture celebration of pedophilia, he's blasted by the left. Chad Felix Green, who writes at Medium.com, spoke out against the new movie Call Me By Your Name, about a 24-year-old homosexual's so-called relationship with his professor's 17-year-old son. A movie guide commentary said that while, quote-unquote, critics are drooling over the new movie, quote, none of the reviews from the major publications seemed to even notice this age discrepancy and almost unilaterally praised the movie's so-called sensual sex scenes, end quote. Movie Guide said it is calling on Sony Picture Classics to pull Call Me By Your Name from its release schedule, writing that, quote, sexual exploitation has plagued this world enough, and the last thing that should be celebrated is a story about pedophilia lust for underage children, end quote. Romans 1:24 says, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. It's the story of one pastor's rejection of the doctrine of hell. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. And finally, a story that starts in the valley but ends on the mountaintop. A 7-year-old boy named Alain in Burundi, Africa, had an epileptic fit and landed in the open fire where food was being prepared. As he lay there, his face melted away. The distinction between neck and head disappeared. His teeth remained as his mouth and lips were consumed. His hand withered, and various parts of his torso were also burned, recounts Simon Gillibaud in his Great Lakes Outreach blog. It was remarkable that this little body survived. Even after some surgeries, he had to hide his horrific features underneath a hood. He was an outcast, a reject, offensive to behold. Almost everyone shied away. Many mocked. Some from the church even said he was demon-possessed. Today, 2 decades later, after 15 plastic surgery operations totaling several dozen hours, Alain's completed his degree, became employed at a health center, and is engaged to be married to a young lady called Florida. Take a look at the pictures of his astounding transformation in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, January 29th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. Do you remember the name Carlton Pearson? A graduate of Oral Roberts University, he pastored Higher Dimensions Evangelistic Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma in the 1990s, which attracted 6,000 people who gave a $60,000 offering every week. But then, something went terribly wrong. Pearson denied the reality of hell.
Now I've gone really off my rocker, and I'm actually saying there is no hell as we have been taught.
And because of that heretical theological position, Pearson lost his congregation. Now, Netflix has made an original film coming out in April entitled Come Sunday. In this film clip, listen as the actor who portrays Pearson debates a church elder in the presence of the congregation.
I want to ask you something. Is there anybody you've loved in your own life who backslid and is in hell right now?
My daddy's in hell. What about it?
And did you love him?
Of course I did. He was my daddy. But he beat my mama. He beat me. He was a fornicator.
And now God's punishing him. He's suffering in hell. He's tortured and tormented for all eternity. So let me ask you something. Would you get him out of hell if you could?
That ain't up to me.
Well, if it was, if there was a way we could negotiate with God, with Jesus in the blood, you'd get your daddy out of there quick as you could, wouldn't you?
I can't answer that.
Of course you would. Anybody would. So the question we have to ask ourselves is this. Are we more merciful than God?
Pearson's newfound doctrine, called the Gospel of Inclusion, claims that everyone will be saved, no matter what. The only hell that exists is possibly located right here on earth. Not surprisingly, Pearson faced significant backlash from the Christian world, which led to him being banned from the Oral Roberts University campus and being branded a heretic by numerous Christian leaders. Sadly, a survey by Lifeway Research in 2016 found that 64% of so-called evangelicals also believe that everyone will go to heaven, which was even higher than the 60% of the general American public who think the same, reports the Christian Post. Two scriptures are worth examination. Jude 1:7 says, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. And 1 John 5:11-12 says, This is what God told us. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life, but whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.